From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Thousands of pollution-related deaths could be prevented each year if the federal government tightened regulations on power plants. That is the conclusion of a new study by a coalition of environmental groups. The coalition calls proposals in President Bush's Clear Skies Plan a step in the wrong direction. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
According to government estimates, coal-fired power plant pollution causes 38,000 heart attacks a year, 500,000 asthma attacks, and 23,000 premature deaths each year. Given these numbers, the nation should demand action, says Angela Ledford. She directs the environmental coalition Clear the Air.
Well, what we should expect is for the government to take these numbers as the public health crisis that they really are and to strengthen the clean air laws that we have on the books already.
Ledford's coalition looked at how many of those deaths could be prevented if the nation adopted stricter regulations, specifically those proposed by Senators Joe Lieberman, a Democrat from Connecticut, and James Jeffords, an independent from Vermont. Their plan would require electric power companies to cut 90% of their smog-forming emissions in the next 5 years. Ledford's group says this would prevent 22,000 deaths. In contrast, the plan put on the table by the Bush administration, called Clear Skies, would prevent an estimated 14,000 deaths a year. Erica Frank is a doctor at Emory University's School of Public Health. She says saving 8,000 lives each year should be a strong justification for requiring the stricter reductions.
Making these cuts is clearly sensible from a public health point of view.
She argues they'd also make good economic sense, given that so many millions of healthcare dollars are spent on treating people with asthma attacks and heart conditions that are linked to industrial pollution.
The cost of keeping dirty power plants is being borne by the wrong people. It's being borne by people with heart disease, with pulmonary disease. They shouldn't have to pay the cost of having dirty power.
The electric power industry says the Environmental Coalition's report is misleading. Scott Siegel, director of the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, says there's another side to the story.
Do you realize that every year in the United States, over 1,000 people die during heat waves?
The reason this happens, says Siegel, is because some Americans can't afford the energy that turns on the AC. This phenomenon, he argues, would get worse if power companies were forced to make the steeper, more expensive reductions in pollution. The cost, for example, of adding a scrubber to the smokestack of a power plant to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions could run in the millions of dollars.
There is no question that the cost of electric power generation would go up. There would be huge disproportionate impacts on the elderly, those living in poverty, on the industrial competitiveness of dozens of sectors of this economy, and even on food prices as fertilizer costs would go up and the rest of it.
The Bush administration, which has come under criticism for its ties to the electric power industry, uses a similar justification to defend its plan. Jim Conaton, director of the White House Council on Environmental Quality, says the administration is pursuing what it calls a more cost-effective and comprehensive approach,
which is to cut power plant pollution significantly, as well as do massive cuts in the pollution that comes from diesel vehicles.
Given that power plants are responsible for more than a third of the nation's air pollution, environmental groups say the administration needs to be as aggressive in forcing them to clean up as it's been in requiring the diesel industry to reduce its emissions. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.